The International Olympic Committee's confirmed it's had further direct discussions with Chinese tennis player Peng Shuai, and officials are hopeful they can meet face-to-face with her ahead of the Winter Olympics in the new year. The committee's been under pressure to ensure her safety after she publicly accused a senior Chinese official of sexual assault before she seemingly disappeared. Bridget Fitzgerald reports.
Is Peng Shuai safe? The International Olympic Committee says it believes so, but there's no guarantee.
Clearly, we can't provide you with absolute certainty on anything. All we can do is do the best we can and the process that we believe is in the best interest of the athlete.
IOC spokesman Mark Adams confirmed during a press conference the committee has now had two direct discussions with the Chinese tennis star and plans to meet with her next month. One of those discussions was a widely publicised and derived video call with IOC President Thomas Bach last month.
In other words, it's a full roadmap to at least attempt to keep in touch and to see where she is.
Peng Shuai accused a top Chinese Communist Party leader of sexual assault last month in a social media post that's now been removed. She then vanished, aside from images of her out in public shared through Chinese state media. When asked by journalists why the three-time Olympian hadn't been in contact with anyone in international tennis circles, friends, colleagues or former partners, Mark Adams wasn't sure.
That I obviously cannot answer because I really don't know. And clearly in these situations, in these personal situations, it's not up to me. Even if I did know, it wouldn't be up to me to give that answer at a public appearance like this in a press conference. But I can't really give you more details of the exactly what she's doing or saying at the moment.
The IOC's chairman of the Beijing 2022 Coordination Commission, Juan Antonio Samaranch, says the International Olympic Committee is doing its best to support the athlete.
We need to be discreet. We have to respect her desire for discretion also in this very difficult moment of her life, and we will do that. But yes, we are in contact, and it will materialize. It will continue to materialize up to the games, during the games, and certainly if the issue survives the games, after the games.
And speaking of the games, the IOC would not be drawn on the significance of the US diplomatic boycott of the upcoming Winter Olympics. The boycott's a response to what the US describes as China's ongoing genocide and crimes against humanity in Xinjiang. Juan Antonio Samaranch again.
We always ask for as much as respect as possible from the political world and the least possible interference on our sports and Olympic world and ideals. So we have to be reciprocal on that.
A sentiment backed by Mark Adams.
This is a political domain. It's a political decision, which we respect their right to take that decision. But what it also shows is that they respect the right of the athletes to take part in the Olympic Games. And I think that's very important.
The International Tennis Federation has refused to join with the Women's Tennis Association in boycotting tournaments in China in protest over the disappearance of Peng Shuai.
Bridget Fitzgerald reporting.